All right, welcome back to the Career Report, where Tim and Christina Madden, hey, we break down typically every day, Monday through Friday, what's happening in the job market, what you need to know right now, sometimes what you need to hear, right? And how to take control of your career instead of just reacting to it like so many people are. Christina, how are you doing today?
I'm good. This is my favorite week of the year. Where's your?
We got 3 days till Christmas.
Yeah. So whenever it's like 3 days or less until Christmas, I make him put on his hat. It's every day hat time.
Yep. yep. So, well, hey, as always, if you need help in your career, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. Here's why. It is the 22nd. If you're not taking action in your career, you should immediately, because you already know what's going to happen January 1st. I keep reminding you, everyone's going to want to get the job and money they deserve, get the body they want, get their finances in order. You still have time now to get a head start. Within 2 weeks, we could get you clear on your target, get your branding done, your resume and your LinkedIn, set up an automated system to help to already get you ahead of the curve. Do not wait.
That's right. And so I'm hoping that maybe this conversation helps people not put things off, because I want to talk about reflecting on the year. And I don't ever really take a ton of time to do that. I'm always like full speed ahead. I already have my target set for the new year. If you don't follow me on Instagram, I dropped my formula on there yesterday at the Christina Madden. If you need to simplify some goal setting, it is not something you have to complicate. Anyhow, well, if y'all don't know, I hope you know, but Tim is the CEO here. And so I wanted to get some CEO perspective on the year as it relates to personal growth, your growth as a leader. And guys, he doesn't even know that I was going to do this. So we're just off the cuff here. We're going to surprise him. If you are watching live and you have a question you've ever wanted to ask, you know, Tim, anything about that, you could ask him too about anything going on in the job market, something you're dealing with personally, professionally, or financially, and we'll just get into it.
Sounds good. Let's go.
I don't know if I could take you seriously though in that hat. Okay. As a CEO, when you look back at this year, what is one thing you are just genuinely and super proud of, even if no one else saw it?
Definitely. It was just recently a couple of the client, we've helped a lot of people here. We've helped a lot of people over the years, a lot of people, man, they just flow through my head. Like when we first started, when we were in Lakeland, I remember Jamie, the guy who set political asylum from Nicaragua, you know, when he landed his dream job at Bank of America, which it's just a tremendous story. It'll just bring tears to your eyes. But recently, you know, just client testimonials, right? One of the things that sucks as we continue to grow and scale, and it does suck, is when we first started, we know every client personally. But as we continue to help inspire 10,000 people a year, it becomes increasingly hard to, you know, even keep up with all of the success stories. But two, recently, I keep talking about it all the time, but man, when we help those two single moms, you know, when those two single moms we helped that got both six-figure increases, that were worried about Thanksgiving, they were worried about Christmas, they were worried about funds, they weren't getting any traction. It's just crazy. That really inspired me too, you know,
it's in the quiet time when you get that LinkedIn message or you get something come through Slack, you see a job offer come across your desk, you get a text message, and it's those client stories, it's those wins, it's those clients that we love so much. Jackie, yes, it's appropriate. Yeah. Keep asking. It will never, ever be inappropriate to continue asking for questions. Just make that your general rule of thumb. In no scenario can I think of, unless somebody has told you that you are now harassing them and they've contacted their lawyer, you should never, ever think it's inappropriate to continue asking questions.
Yeah. So I want to answer questions in detail.
I do want to make sure I get to all these great questions. Yeah. We have some client ones too. So
yeah. So Jackie, here's what I would say. It doesn't matter the day or the year. We have people starting their freaking new job today There are two people I know in ECU that are starting their jobs. There was 15 people hired the week of Thanksgiving. And I know tomorrow on the weekly wins call, even 2 days before Christmas, I know we're going to have 10, 15 people hired. So here's what I mean by that. People are always worried about business. People that care about their business, care about people, care about growth, care about the mission, the product, et cetera. I'm telling you, Jackie, they're always locked in. Right. Christina has to force me all the time. She has a new rule when I go pick up our son. You know what the rule is? Do not take your work phone. And she has to remind me every single day. I love you, babe. She literally has to remind me because she knows I'll be like Slack, responding to clients, responding to our team, just doing that. And she was like, hey, just give it a rest for a little bit.
And just so you guys know, that's not because like, we work around the clock, right? Like I never, ever want to tell somebody to stop working and stop responding. Like I'm just not that person. This was more of a, you're tempted to text and drive situation and everybody out there stop texting and driving.
Yeah. But it's one of those things where, you know, people that really care about their business unit, it's not about work, you know, it's about, I want to be there for the team. I want to be there. I want to see our department grow. And here's the thing. And then I'll let this go and then we'll get on to the next question. But if you are an executive and you are missing a key person on your team, I'm telling you, that's what you're thinking about, man. That's what you're thinking about over the next couple of days. The CEOs who don't have a CRO in place, a CFO, I'm telling you, he's spending time with his family or her, but it's rolling through their head. So I would say absolutely, you know, response rate may decrease for people, but people are still getting hired. People are still having conversations. What's your next question, Christina?
And you have an advantage, like I always talk about, because most people like you, Jackie, are going to say, maybe I should just stop because it's Christmas. So they're actually going to end up getting less messages. So mm-hmm. you have a competitive edge. Okay. So I had some questions, but I also opened it up to the ECU community to DM me questions if you have a question for Tim. And so we had a couple. And actually, this does tie into my next one, which is when you get leadership right, what is the first most obvious indication? So what I'm getting from that is like, well, I'll let you go, but like really leadership alignment, you know, and velocity with your team. Like, how do you know you're getting it right? Is it just the stats? What is it?
So we talk about this a lot and leadership starts with you. You are a reflection of what's going on. Here's what I mean by that. If you are not working like you should, the team is going to slack off as well, right? If you are always late to meetings, the team's going to be late to meetings as well. If you are late to your targets, if you tell people that missing targets is okay and you always miss your business unit or organization is a reflection of you, right? So if you know things are going well, I guarantee you, you are what we like to call locked in. You are locked in.
Locked in.
Your team is going to get locked in. So, you know, like if things are going well, it's just a byproduct of being locked in, right? Paying attention to KPIs, right? This can be a very detailed answer, but essentially it's just, hey, if you're locked in, you're showing up, you're putting in the work, you're doing all the things that a great leader should, the team is just a byproduct of you. And that could be tough for some people to hear, but it's the truth, right? If your team ain't doing well and targets aren't being met and things aren't getting done on time, man, what are you going to do? You're going to blame your team? That's crazy.
You need to blame yourself. If you want to look at it like just the best in the business, the best people I know in business, billionaires, okay, they look at the data, right? Like you know, what Tim just mentioned could still leave you wondering, like, okay, leave you feel like bringing too much, like maybe emotion into it. Like, oh, if I'm not doing well and they're not doing well, there's a lot of questions. Just go back to the graphs.
Yeah.
It really, those are the best indicators. That's where you can start.
Well, here's why too. You know, I wrote a whole book about it. Go buy Start, Then Optimize on Amazon. Buy it on Audible. I've made it as cheap as possible. I talked about the importance of tracking numbers there because here's why. Just the analogy is I remember running and training for a marathon. And there was one day I wasn't, you know, I was just frustrated. I don't know why I was frustrated. It was all in my head. Like I didn't think I was making progress. But then I look at the graph, right, for the past 4 months, it's undeniable I'm running tremendously faster. But if I didn't have that, I go off feeling. And then just like, you know, our mentor says, the only feeling you should have in business is celebration, right? And that's it. And you should be looking and at the graphs.
Yeah.
That's what we just talked about last week on the master, 2 weeks ago on Mastering First 100 Days, another program we have here, is what are the top four KPIs you're tracking in your department every single day? And a lot of people didn't know. And it's like, man, how can you go to, you know, how do you know if you're doing better, right? You have to know, what does right look like? What does wrong look like? What does average look like?
And just so you know, guys, like, everyone's been there. If you don't have the answers to those questions, like, the reason we learned this is we were once in a room a few years, just a few years ago, and we were being asked these questions, and we were like, and we were just kind of like, okay, we actually
don't know anything. We did. We went to a room and we're like, man, we really don't know anything.
But that's good.
Yeah, it's good. There's just so much to learn. And then I know what everyone's seeing who's tuning in right now and who listens later on Spotify and all over the internet. You're looking at market. You're looking at people getting laid off. But ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you, I know so many people that are just crushing it beyond belief in the service business, in the consulting business, in every single sector, right? Even in sectors in down markets, I know companies that are just crushing it. I know a door company that's going to do $250 million this year. They installed doors, right? It's just wild. One of those.
I know, because I keep calling my door guy for this new building. I'm best friends with our door guy. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, the world is big, right? A lot of people don't know, and I have to say these stats all the time. There's 5,000 companies in America that do north of $100 million. You have heard of less than 100 of them. Trust me, there's so many companies out there. There's 30 something million small businesses, right? And people are worried about hiring. It's like, man, there's 30 million companies, ladies and gentlemen.
We had another question come in through the ECU community. And this is one that we've talked about all Christmas season. So I'm going to touch on it. But does the holidays affect the hiring process?
Yeah, positively.
And this young, amazing woman, I adore her. But it's, yeah, like this is, well, and we're almost through them anyways, guys. So try not to get too hung up here and just trust the process, stick to what's working, and don't stop, don't slow down. But no, the holidays don't affect the hiring process, right? They actually are the best time of year for the job search, because you have Q1 targets, you have deadlines, you have urgency, and most people stop the job search. So you have that competitive edge to stand out. I've talked about it all season long. This is my favorite time of year in the job search, but that is a mental reframe, because you've been conditioned so hardcore since you were a little kid that this is the time you just stop everything and nothing gets done and you have fun or whatever. And I want you to do some of that, but just know that in the job market and in corporate, that is just not the reality. And so not only does it not stop the job search, you have a competitive edge. And it's the best time of year to look for a job.
I just want to tell you what happened recently. It's Friday. This is why I say post, have a good brand and be visible and post LinkedIn content. Because here's what happened. I have been connected to this person for a long time. And I notice I'm connected to some random recruiter at Salesforce or whatever. The recruiter said, hey, I have these openings. If you're interested, DM or drop a comment. I've been following her content. She comments below. And I've been following her and seeing all of these things. And I'm like, man, she's looking for another job. I DM her. She went through an interview process. We're onboarding her Tuesday. That's how quickly things can happen, right? So I'm just, don't underestimate, like, here at Executive Rep, hey, we are hiring. People are onboarding, right? We're onboarding her the day before Christmas, right? Corporate America doesn't stop, right? Business does not stop. Hey, we're taking a half day on Christmas Eve. We're spending Christmas with our family. Friday, it's back to work. it's back to work. The same thing next week. Hey, we're taking the first off. We'll have a planning session and then it's right back to work. Right.
Nobody. And anybody that's really in desperate need of a leader, even they aren't going to completely pause that on Christmas Day. I'm just letting you know, even on Christmas Day. And that's when their world goes quieter. And actually urgency and like things you've put off and things, actually psychology says when things are quiet is when you actually start getting nervous and everything you need starts to actually get more exposed. Mm-hmm. And so I cannot stress this enough, what an amazing time of year this is to achieve your goals and get a head start, because now you're moving into a time where things get really exciting and all that. So there was a second part to that question. How was the candidacy been transformed at ECU from individual contributor to managing global team roles and responsibilities?
Say that one more time. Is that like a question for me?
I think there might be a gap or a typo in here, but okay. It's for you. And I'm gonna make it land. How has the candidacy been transformed at ECU from individual contributor to managing global team roles and responsibilities?
Yeah, well, as you continue to grow and scale, you just can't do everything. I frequently tell the team over the past year, hey, this is no longer, when we first started, this was the Tim and Christina Madden show, right? We were executive grup grades. And then we built a sales team. And then we built just an amazing advising team that's been with us for years. And then we built a marketing team, right? And then we built, so it's like on our conquest of being the top career services organization on the planet, right? We have to continue to grow and scale as well. We need to develop other leaders, identify other leaders, right? Fortunately, I come from a background where, man, I'm writing a whole book on this right now. I'm almost done. It's called Growth by Design. It's literally, if you're ever interested, it's how I built businesses and what I think attributed to my success and just stories that almost put us out of business that no one's ever heard of before. So you're going to love that book. But I'm very fortunate that, you know, I served in the military for so long, right? I went to Purdue and studied leadership. I studied leadership at my graduate program and I've read 100 books on it. So, you know, it's just knowledge training. So I'm really just applying what I've learned over the years.
Yeah. Something you said I wanted to comment on and now it's leaving my brain here.
Growth by design, business. Oh,
one of the things I want to remind you guys is because, and I can tell by the way, like certain questions we get and oh my gosh, no question is, you know, what do people say? No question is whatever, but we love all questions, but I can tell what happens is people want to figure out the market. They want to try to be job search experts when mm-hmm. that really isn't what we want you to focus on. We want you to focus on your skill set and then get help as far as understanding what's happening in the job market. We have systems set up now that we just kicked off for Q1 for our clients called the Interview Igniter, which helps you scale the search, which is essentially a numbers game, how we can scale your search and put interviews, high level interviews on your calendar and then help you. Because that's actually the next question we have from the community about interview performance. But and then how to interview well, because, again, if we just give you interviews, mm-hmm. I know you think that sounds like a dream, but a lot of people can't manage themselves appropriately to convert that interview to an offer. But my point in saying this is you don't need to be a job search expert. You need to hire a job search expert because you'll waste a lot of time trying to figure out these trends and figure out, you know, all these different things that you might be kind of obsessing over that aren't going to help you get a job. But the next question was, does keep going on more certifications, different programs make a difference in hiring, or it depends on the performance in the interview?
Yeah, great question. I recently made a post about certifications and here's my three things. Number one, if you have 20 years of experience, you've been a project manager and you've managed hundreds of projects, tens of millions of dollars in large teams, you don't need a certification. Now, number two, do certifications always help? Yes, they do. They absolutely help. Okay. So you can have the experience because sometimes a recruiter who doesn't know anything about project manager, know anything about cybersecurity, doesn't know that they could be entry level. You could have 20 years of cybersecurity experience, but since you don't have that certification, you could be overlooked. So it's always good to still have it, but do you need it? No. Now, number three, if you're new to an industry, because I know we have new grads sometimes tune in. If you're new to HR, if you're new to you automatic, you need a certification. Now, to the point of interviewing, if you're on the interview, they don't care about your certification. They already know that you have it or you don't have it. Okay. Interviewing is about winning the person in front of you. Mm-hmm. What do they think they need? What do they think the challenges of the business unit are? How can I clarify that? How can I show them that I can help them in those areas in a very logical manner so I can move forward? So the interviewing will always be king, right? If you're a good interviewer, it really doesn't matter your experience. It doesn't matter your certifications. It really doesn't, because it's all about just being a doctor, right? You know, when you go to the doctor, the doctor just asks you questions and then prescribes you a treatment plan. That's very similar to how the interviews should go.
All right. All right. Okay. So Tim, I wanted to ask you, what did this year teach you about your leadership style that you didn't know before?
Yeah, I have been banging my freaking head against a wall for a while, trying to figure every single thing out that a CEO has to figure out. And there's just at some points, just like we tell you, that you have to say, I need help. You just have to, right? Me and Christina have got tremendous amounts of help, but there's just so many aspects to building a business, building a brand, helping impact people globally, right? So, you know, sometimes I need to, you know, reflect on that too, where I tried to solve these problems. I purchased solutions that I thought would solve them, without going to like the one I probably should have first. And just know this too, good help is always expensive, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to work, if you're training for a marathon, you pick your coach. You know, if you want a marathon coach who has trained Olympians, he's going to be more expensive than your local guy who, you know, lives in your town. Right. So I think one of the biggest things I learned this year is, I just wish I would have got help sooner on some issues that we were dealing with here, but that's a part of learning and that's a part of growing, right?
There was, I'm going to actually pull it up really quick, but I saw, and I feel like this kind of, okay, so I'm on Layla Hormozy's email mm-hmm. list. You guys might know who that is, but one of her things that she said and this is what kind of got me going on my reflection thing, mm-hmm. Was, and so do you think, so you were saying that you realized this year that maybe you should ask for help with more things. So would you also say, how did she word it? I wanted to see, but delegation, right? Like delegating and empowering your team more, but like also is the team rising, you know, at the same rate you are? That's really what I've been thinking about too. What would you say about that?
You got to push and train your people. There's so many aspects to being a business leader. I'm sorry. There's a lot. There is a lot, ladies and gentlemen. That's why there's so many levels. That's why some CEOs get paid $300K a year, right? And some CEOs of Boeing gets paid $70 million a year, okay? There is just levels to business. You just have to be aware of that, right? There's levels to teams as well. So it's like one of the most important things, right, is you have to make sure your team is training daily, right? Something I need to get better at too. I have a list of things I need to get better at, right? But one is, you know, you have to train your team. You have to train your people, right? If you're spending a lot of time working on yourself, you need to be telling your team how you're working on yourself, what you're doing that's helping you, right? And push that onto them as well. Because think about this. If you get better and your team doesn't get better, God, nothing's going to change. You and the team have to get better. People underestimate just 10-minute little motivation, inspiration. Here's how to deal with the disgruntled customer. You know, just basic things in repetition, right? So I would say that, Christina. And we have about 2 minutes. We got time for one more question. And then we're wrapping up with ECU team meeting.
Speaking of team meetings, I just actually forwarded you that email. I think you will enjoy it. But the, just so for clarity, the question that is on her reflection list around that is, am I delegating at the level that matches the leader I want to become? And I think that's a really...
Well, think about this. As a leader, you should delegate everything. You should not be doing anything. I'm not saying you're not doing anything, but you know what I mean, right? You, your team, you know, should be handling the customers. They should be handling, if problems are arising, right? The team just needs, well, I'll just, you know, we'll wrap up with this. You're the bottleneck in your business unit. You will always be the bottleneck, right? Your job is to enhance processes, right? Enhance processes, right? Train people, hold them to high expectations, and monitor the data. That is your job. Sometimes you can get involved to help save a deal, save a client, et cetera, but that should not be a daily occurrence. Easier said than done. I get it. Because you need to skill up. That's why.
Okay. One more question, because I really didn't want to miss this one, but is there anything that you did last year that you won't repeat, or, you know, this year in 2025 that you won't repeat next year? Not because it like failed necessarily, but just because it cost you too much.
There's just so many. There's just
so many. That's amazing. So maybe it's, what would it be?
Being more strict with my calendar and not letting every single thing sidetrack you. All of the little things that you think are important that really aren't important. You miss the bigger component. So really just staying focused on the bigger picture and just letting the team do what I know the team can do and probably just not get as involved as much. I just have a problem with that. They're on it 24/7, but sometimes I feel they need to get involved. I need to stop doing that and just, you know, focus on the things that I need to focus on that truly matter. No mo. All right, everyone, that wraps up today's episode of the Career Report. Hey, we will not be here tomorrow, but we will come back. Christina said we're doing one on Christmas Eve, so we will have a special holiday episode for you then. If we don't see you again before Christmas, hey, from the Madden family and everyone at Executive Career Upgrades, we wish you a very Merry Christmas. Make sure that is the only day on Christmas. You don't have to get a hold of hiring managers, right? You can enjoy it with the family, but then, hey, it's back to work. Until next time, have a great day, everyone.